This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. New jobs numbers just out. A lot of people waiting to hear this. Employers added a robust 517,000 jobs in January, a sign of a still strong labor market, despite Fed rate hikes intended to cool inflation. That suspected Chinese spy balloon flying over the U.S. Now China says it's looking into it and hopes that both sides can handle this calmly. The AP's Charles Deledesma.
Chinese Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Mao Ning tells the media, "We have noted relevant reports and are looking into and verifying the situation. What I want to emphasize is that before we have a clear understanding of the facts, speculations will do no good to resolving the problem properly." Ning added, "China has no intention of violating the territory and airspace of any foreign country and urges calm while the facts are established." The U.S. has been tracking the suspected Chinese surveillance balloon, but officials say the Pentagon had decided not to shoot it down over concerns of hurting people on the ground. I'm Charles Deledesma.
One of the places the balloon was said to have been spotted is Montana, which is home to one of the nation's three nuclear missile silo fields at Malmstrom Air Force Base. Forecasters say it's getting dangerously cold in some areas of the Northeast. Wind chills in some places could fall below minus 50 degrees. Bob Orvec with the National Weather Service.
Currently, we have a really strong cold front that's pushing through the Northeast. So temperatures are already dropping across a good part of the Northeast. And we expect a pretty cold day on today, continuing into Saturday. But then it looks like Sunday should be warming up appreciably across the whole Northeast.
It's actually getting warmer in parts of the South, where that ice storm left at least 10 people dead in Texas, Oklahoma, and Arkansas. This is AP News. President Biden's going to Philadelphia today. The AP's Jennifer King.
He hasn't announced a re-election campaign, but some of President Biden's likely themes will be on display tonight at a Democratic National Committee gathering in Philadelphia. With the State of the Union address coming up next week, Biden has been talking about unity, infrastructure, jobs, and manufacturing. The DNC says Biden's speech will highlight Republican efforts to undermine the progress the president says he's made during his first 2 years, a theme he hit on during a speech in New York earlier this week.
We've created nearly 11 million jobs, including 750,000 manufacturing jobs in 2 years. We're just getting started.
On the way, he and Vice President Harris will visit a Philadelphia water treatment plant to announce a total of $500 million in federal money to upgrade the city's aging water facilities and the replacement of 20 miles of lead service lines. Jennifer King, Washington.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.